WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
Any man who falls behind is left behind.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
A craftsman is always pleased to hear his work is appreciated.
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
I'm not entirely sure that I've had enough rum to allow that kind of thing.
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Fine gentleman, don't you think?
The Omega.
Don't dare impugn me on that boy.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
So this is your able-bodied crew.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
No one. There's no one.
A distant cousin of my aunt's nephew, twice removed. Lovely singing voice, though. Unique.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I'm told it's the latest fashion in London.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Me, I'm dishonest. And a dishonest man, you can always trust to be dishonest.
Hey, this is the world's most dangerous man, Ken Shamrock.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute.
And you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, and the very first undisputed champion in WWE history. And you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
It's WTR Sunday Night.
You're supposed to be dead!
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunlight Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at WildTalkRadio.com, streaming live on Shoutcast via WildTalkRadio.com's audio players, and of course live at Twitch.tv/WTR Live. If you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and you can support the channel by hitting the purple rectangular button below the screen. I'm talking way too fast for Tim, but that's okay. It got the plug out. Keishi Matsunaga is here.
Yeah, I am. Fully thought out from the polar vortex that rolled through here and ready to eliminate Chambers.
Eliminate Chambers indeed. And then there is the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, that's me. Hey, Keishi, got a question for you.
Shoot.
Is it just me, or does Bobby Lashley kind of remind you of the black Wayne Brady but on steroids?
I mean, you probably could have just said Wayne Brady and left out the black part. I mean, I would have to hear Bobby Lashley sing a few notes and make up a song about me in order to fully invest in that comparison.
Do you really want him singing, though?
Well, that's I gotta know. If he can't sing, then he's not the jacked up Wayne Brady.
Well, you know, for a big guy, he does have a similar voice to Wayne Brady when he talks.
Oh, absolutely, but it's, you got to hit those dulcet singing tones in order to fully get me to commit to that.
There you go. So, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Elimination Chamber edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, streaming live via the Wild Talk Radio Network, www.wildtalkradio.com. Find us on twitch.tv/WTR Live. Join us in the chat room because, you know, it's a place to hang out after the pay-per-view special event, whatever you want to call it.
The last solo WWE Network event.
Now, what is you want to do me a favor, Rock? Well, it's nothing major and nothing that you're going to have to, like, lose sleep over. But for us Canadians, can you explain this? What is Peacock?
It's just another streaming platform.
It's, yeah, it's the NBC one.
Yeah, it's the NBC streaming platform, like Hulu or Netflix or Amazon Prime.
And they call it Peacock because if you look at the NBC logo, it's a peacock.
Yeah.
It's the Peacock Network.
Peacock TV.
There you go.
So, yeah, the WWE Network.
Part of the Peacock Network, which is NBC.
No, but anyway.
But yes.
Anyway, so it's moving to Peacock starting March 18th. Here in the United States, nothing else changes anywhere else because reason. So you can still get your stuff on the WWE Network. I know Canada does have a streaming television channel, I believe.
So basically we have each cable provider has a dedicated channel for it. That's basically what you would see on the stream. But then you can also access the archives by going to the web, like the network website, if you want to watch things back. Yeah.
So there's going to be a 24/7 live stream on the Peacock service. It's going to have its own dedicated channel, and the on-demand service will probably be a tab at the top of Peacock service. The plus side for us people in the U.S., Peacock Premium is only $4.99. That features ads. If you want no ads, it's $9.99, which is the current cost of the WWE Network. And for
that's
me,
all right.
And for me, I have Xfinity, which is part of the NBC Universal brand. Thanks, Comcast. I get Peacock for free.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Or
so basically,
it's part of your current package.
Yeah, it's part of my. It comes with my cable service, so it's, you know.
There you go.
I'm not paying
so
anything extra.
So basically, for the same price as the WWE Network, you guys will get the WWE Network plus regular TV commercial free.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't want the network with ads, I can pay $5 more. That's still half price. So that's
pretty good.
It's a pretty good deal. That begins on March 18th.
I guess that depends on where they input the commercials for the wrestling, though. Like, hopefully they'll figure out the bugs so you don't get like a commercial right in the middle of a match.
I would assume it's whenever you log onto the live channel, and then that's about it. And archive content will have more of the commercial stuff.
Yeah,
I would have to actually watch one of the Peacock live channels to figure that out. But we got time for that.
Yeah. Stay tuned for updates on wonder. That. Hmm? Stay tuned for updates on that.
Yeah, Tim, what'd you say?
I was just saying it just makes me wonder how I might be affected by that with my setup, as you guys know. Well, at least you know, Rock. Keisha, you and I haven't really talked too much about how I get my TV service.
Yours probably won't change, Tim.
So the source for the majority of the channels I get, the source is actually overseas. So that being the case, what happens is they actually, they actually get the local channels beamed via the internet to the servers overseas, and then beamed back through the internet. All the Star Trek talk. It gets beamed back through the internet to the service box I have. It's not illegal in Canada. The United States is very, very iffy and shady. I do have American customers, but I'm not. I can't and will not divulge anything more about that. Just to be on the safe side.
Call it a lane change in an intersection. Not illegal, but really not the best way to do things.
You shouldn't do it. Yeah. that works. But like in Canada, again, it's not illegal. It's called Internet IPTV, Internet Protocol Television. And all of my channels I get through the internet. All I need is the box, a subscription to the service that we provide, and an internet connection. Hook it all up to the TV, and I've got high def channels, provided high def is available. All the channels that I have, I've got the Canadian networks. I've got all the American networks. There's time shifting. I've got the UK channels, which is really cool. Sky TV has all of these different dedicated movie channels, Sky Family, horror, classics, modern, all this other stuff. There's movies galore. And then on top of that, there's video on demand. Yeah, you hit the on demand button.
Tim, we all know what video on demand is. We know how to get channels. We're good.
Yes, I know. Just let me keep going with my plug. Shut up. You hit the on demand key. You can watch current TV series. You can watch if you're a fan of The Sopranos and you want to marathon The Sopranos. That's available. Sons of Anarchy, just for an example. But current shows like 911, 911 Lone Star.
Matt, I tried.
Like WandaVision, all of that stuff is on demand on this. You watch it whenever you want. And of course, movies, a little bit light for new releases lately, but they still have new movies coming.
I tried, Matt.
Just every day.
Great. more information at Flames Forums.
Yes, absolutely. Seriously, the deal is absolutely unbelievable. Get all of these channels, including the WWE Network, all the NFL channels, all the NHL channels.
Just going and going and going and going.
Oh, okay. All for $15 a month.
That's fantastic. Can we talk about a pay-per-view now?
Well, we can talk about a pay-per-view, but I would rather talk about my IPTV service because it's more exciting than I found the pay-per-view.
Oh, I'll respectfully disagree with that.
You're entitled to.
I was very entertained by the pay-per-view.
Well, I've been more entertained by other pay-per-views, Keish.
All right, Keish.
I've also been less entertained by other pay-per-views. This was this was a nice middle of the road.
All right,
exactly where it needed to be pay-per-view, if you ask me.
You and your damn glass half full shit.
Sorry.
I mean, he's doing what I'm being accused of lately: toxic positivity. Anyway.
Positivity. There you go.
Hey, man, when the glass is half full, you just go refill that thing to the top.
Exactly.
So, Casey, I don't know. That just sounds like something related to Antifa, but not really.
Casey, what was your favorite thing on this show?
Ooh, that's tough. You know what? Overall, I'm going to say I very much enjoyed how they utilized Bobby Lashley. They made him, even in Loss, they still made him look like a monster, and they're using him the way they should have from the get-go.
So for the last, I would say, 6 months, they've pretty much put him on a giant winning streak since he got the U.S. title. I mean, there was the stuff with Apollo, but he was beating the Hurt Business, but Lashley was still dominating.
Yeah.
His only real hiccup was right before the domination started, and that was against Drew, where he lost to Drew for the WWE Championship, I believe it was May or June of last year. Tonight, he lost his U.S. title in a triple threat match that was very convoluted because you had a four-way on the pre-show for the third man, which ended up being John Morrison. He beat Mustafa Ali, Elias, and Ricochet. So he lost the title in the triple threat, but wasn't pinned. They used the crutch of MVPs to injure him, and he still looked really good in this on the show, which is,
yeah,
he was a dominating monster.
Oh man, yeah, they tried to get, they had Riddle and Morrison trying to team up on him in order to try and get up on him, and he just kind of shrugged him off. So like, yeah, I thought as far as keeping Lashley in the position that he is, I thought they did a really good job with this finish, getting him out of the ring, using the crutch long enough for Riddle to hit Morrison with his finisher.
And there will be more for Lashley to come. But Tim, you said Casey was very positive. You weren't so thrilled with the show. What was your least favorite thing on this show?
It just a lot of it felt lackluster. I hate to make it, you know, I don't want it to sound like I'm shitting on the guys, because you know I never do that, and I'm always defending the boys and the girls in the locker room and their work ethic, and the thing I shoot on is the booking and the writing. And it was weird booking to me as far as I was concerned. It just strange. It felt like the pre-show match, Elimination Chamber match, and Roman's title defense match were all a setup for all, you know, it took all of that for one small payoff. And I just like those three matches just felt like they were kind of tossed around, if that makes any sense.
What do you mean? Yeah, explain what do you mean by tossed around.
I'm trying to verbalize what I'm talking about here. Let's just jump through it here. Go right to the SmackDown Elimination Chamber. The winner, Daniel Bryan. That's a surprise to some people. Other people picked Daniel Bryan. So he winds up challenging Roman. You're going to expect he's all worn down and worn out and everything. Yeah, and he was. It was a fantastic start. He surprised Roman, got him in the submission hold.
The yes lock.
Yes, the yes lock. Roman breaks out of it and makes very short work of Daniel. Understandable. Daniel got the shit kicked out of him. Had his knee stomped on a few occasions here. And all of that was something that should be a bigger deal, was used as a buildup for a spear.
I mean, but that's what Roman was looking for coming into this match tonight, where he was obligated to defend the title, and he was just playing his cards the way he could of getting the weakened man and to just punish him.
Well, no, that is understandable. Part of the problem that I have with the first 40 minutes of the pay-per-view is it didn't feel like a pay-per-view.
So let me see if I can figure this out. So you have this chamber match, and it was a very solid chamber match, but the guys, we've seen chamber matches where they do over the top stuff. And what this chamber was built around was Sami Zayn yelling.
Yep.
Which was fantastic. He was the star of the match. He was yelling, please don't come near me. Please don't come near me. Not me. Not me. Kevin, let's team up. And then he gets his ass kicked. He was screaming the entire time.
It was fun. It was
the verbal MVP. You had Cesaro, who was the wrestling MVP of the entire thing.
Yeah.
But what was missing from past years is that big moment in the chamber. And Kevin did the moonsault. But, like, the guys played it safe. Because there's no reason to kill yourself to get a pop without a pop. If that makes sense.
You know, the Raw Elimination Chamber, wound up making up for the lack of the super spot by giving us like three,
and they were more physical with each other.
Yeah,
in the main event.
Now, but I mean, to your point, yeah, you're going to play it safe because if you win, then you get the challenge for the title. Yes, I understand that, but at the same time. It was, to your point, Rock, it felt lackluster.
Because
also have to understand that, like, and I mean, this is kind of like, this is my mindset from basically Royal Rumble until WrestleMania, is that a lot of the stuff they're going to do on these two pay-per-views is probably not going to do a whole lot because they don't want to do anything between Rumble and WrestleMania that's super huge out of the way. So you kind of, like, Elimination Chamber and Fastlane are pay-per-views that I go into not expecting, like, any crazy outcomes. I just go in looking for good wrestling. And that's kind of, I thought that's what Elimination Chamber delivered. I thought it delivered, like, good, solid matches. They didn't necessarily wow us or do anything to drive any story, which is fine because I wasn't expecting that. But the wrestling itself was really, really good. That's why I was entertained by the paper.
Okay, looking at the work rate of the guys.
Yeah,
that's
and this is just based on like track record and what we've seen in the past, and especially due to the fact that they didn't really do much with the, like, you knew going into this that the Elimination Chambers weren't really going to set up another challenger for WrestleMania outside of the winner of the Rumble because they just didn't. So, like, now we have that build from now, maybe through Fastlane to WrestleMania to determine who's going to fight the Raw champion, whether it be The Miz, whether Drew gets it back or whatever. So, like, knowing all that going into this pay-per-view, I did not think, oh, something crazy is going to happen at this pay-per-view. No, I went in and I was just like, well, nothing really crazy is going to happen. So I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to enjoy good wrestling by good wrestlers.
And for it being a lackluster show, we got the most WrestleMania direction advancement than we've had in a while, because after Roman retained, he got his ass speared.
That was great.
By Edge.
And that was a pop moment. And stepping away from the booking side of the whole thing, and just watching as a fan, that was a fan pop moment. And yep. I did on some levels allow myself to feel that as just the outsider fan and not the insider that I happen to be. But Casey, I do notice a difference between you and me.
That's fair.
Looking at it from a work rate point of view, which is what you do, which is you're an independent professional wrestler, so it makes sense that you would do that.
Absolutely. And you look at it from a booking standpoint because that's what you did.
Yes.
Yeah. So it makes and I mean, that's the nice thing about us looking at it from different perspectives is we get to have come in with differing opinions, and it allows us to kind of see things from different points of view.
Yeah. No, but this is one of the reasons why I've always wanted one of the co-hosts to be a pro wrestler, right? To get the locker room report, if you will. But
so to bring it all back around, so Edge speared Roman, did his point. Michael Cole freaked out 1,700 times. Does this mean he's going
Michael
to WrestleMania?
Cole was apt to
do. Does this mean he's going to WrestleMania? Does this mean he's going to WrestleMania? Yes, it is Roman Reigns and Edge for the WWE Universal title at WrestleMania. It's very, very clear.
There's a real movement, WWE fans on Twitter. I follow Twitter almost religiously during these wrestling events, just to get the standard fan reaction. It is unbelievable. After the spear, Edge pointing, doing the flexing and everything else that he did, how many people are saying, yeah, no, we're not going to get Edge and Roman at WrestleMania. That won't happen. Something else will take place.
Well, that's a different reaction than I've seen for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, this was happening in the moment, like no, tonight.
The reaction I've seen for 2 weeks on the Twitter machine, Edge is too old. Why are they putting him in the main event? He's too old.
Yep, there's that too.
God, that is so dumb. Oh, by the way, for you all those wondering, Tully Blanchard is wrestling on an AEW show. Sting is wrestling on an AEW show. They're in their 60s and you pop for it.
I was about to say, yeah, isn't Sting getting massive crowd heat for
he
being
got
an
massive
AEW?
Powerbomb on Wednesday.
The most protected powerbomb I've ever seen.
Hey, Rock,
I thought he landed a little high.
No, if you look back and you look at his back as he's taking the powerbomb, his back is completely square, like there's a pad or something. And then there's a picture that you see a very big indent, like a chest protector on his back.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I saw the gift on Wednesday when it happened. It was like, that's his back is completely square.
Oh, no, Sting was wearing padding on his back. Hell yeah.
It was so obvious, but no one's going to pay attention to it. But, yeah.
Well, you know, in the moment, you don't. On the replays and the slow-mo, you do. I got a question for you, Rock, just out of the blue. It's the Tim Stein non sequitur of the evening.
Uh-huh.
How does it feel to be in the minority tonight, by the way?
What do you mean?
You're surrounded by Canadiana.
Eh.
There you go. And we're both in Calgary, dramatic pause, Alberta, Canada.
If you blow up that picture, you can see the outline of everything on his back.
Oh yeah, I'm looking right now.
Yep, there it is.
So that's where Roman's vest went.
Exactly. Exactly.
Very well done, Cash.
So we talked about the one setup for WrestleMania. The other setup happened backstage. You had Miz and Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny is your 24/7 champion, who was on Saturday Night Live, by the way, with the belt promotion there. It all works. Miz shoved him. Bad Bunny slapped him. Then Damian Priest got up in Miz's face. So there's more setup for WrestleMania. That's good.
Yep. Although it makes it hard to like Bad Bunny when he smacks a guy and then has his like heater stand in place. It's kind of like, that's like a typical like thing that it'd be like Joe Pesci from Goodfellas running his mouth and then having like all of his boys stand in. Mm-hmm. That's usually like something that like a bad guy does.
Yeah. But, you know, sticking up for a celebrity work. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's also good.
I mean,
it's also making.
It's also The Miz. So like.
Yeah. It is also The Miz. So the chat was asking about Asuka and the Raw Women's Championship. Well, she was scheduled for this show. Her opponent, Lacey Evans, announced on Monday Night Raw she's pregnant. The weird thing is WWE was still promoting the match as of this morning. They were sending out social media posts, which were probably pre-written a week and a half ago.
And scheduled.
That's what I'm saying. Pre-written and scheduled for a week and a half ago to go out until they had to pull it from their website and off of social. So it was supposed to be Asuka and Lacey for the title, which, in my opinion, I thought Lacey was going to win, setting up Charlotte and Lacey at Mania for the belt. Because that just seems where they were headed with it. Because it seems like Asuka's the afterthought in all of this. So we'll see where they go from here. Probably Asuka, Charlotte now?
Yeah, they'll have to figure out a way to make that work, I guess.
It's weird because now they're partners and it's like, I don't know. They'll figure it out. You go, God, why? It's because they got to make someone new.
Well, they're gonna speed. They're gonna speed up the Asuka Charlotte confrontation.
But no,
we
were planning on having that happen after WrestleMania anyway.
Mm-hmm. But it's like you have to make other legit stars, and that's key this year is making new women stars to go along with Bayley and Sasha and Charlotte. So Bianca is gonna be key. Rhea is gonna be key, and they're gonna have to find at least one or two more to make to be top tier talent, so you have other main events other than Bayley versus Sasha, or Sasha versus Charlotte, or Bayley versus Charlotte. They're gonna have to do a better job of that. Speaking of Sasha Banks, she took on Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. She teamed up with Bianca Belair for the tag team titles. This was, I guess, storyline advancement. I don't know.
I guess. I mean, not for the tag champs.
No, they're just there because they also have a big title match coming up against Raquel and Dakota on March 3rd on NXT, which should be good.
Yeah.
This sort of was just, hey, we need a match. We need to fill some time. That's sort of what this was. And I don't know.
Rhea Ripley.
What about Rhea Ripley?
Well, you're talking about NXT, and it just got me thinking. There has been speculation out there that she would be brought to Raw immediately after WrestleMania.
After the Royal Rumble.
Well, the Royal Rumble has come and gone. She's not on the main roster.
Well, she is, but she's just not on the brand yet.
Yeah.
She's done with NXT. She hasn't been on the show in 2 months.
Yeah. So when do they debut her? They're going to be putting her on Raw, right?
One would assume, because you have Bianca on SmackDown, you got to put her to Raw just to balance things.
Wouldn't it be so
she doesn't get lost?
Because of Lacey's legit pregnancy. She's actually legitimately pregnant, everybody. The thing is, it's not Ric Flair's baby. That's just storyline.
The blurred lines.
But wouldn't it make sense for them to put her on Raw tomorrow night?
Put her against Asuka. Make that your Mania match. Make it a three-way. Charlotte, Asuka, and Rhea.
Yes, this is where I was going, Rock. Thanks for being in my head yet once again.
It's kind of the direction you kind of need to go with it. To be
pretty much.
But Nia and Shayna are still your tag team champions. And then you had the Raw chamber match, and Kofi took out Orton really early, which many went, huh? A lot of people on Twitter were like, but I thought Bray Wyatt was going to appear on this show after Alexa summoned her. Someone wanted to write the headline that Bray Wyatt came back from the dead. So it's like, yeah, people were expecting it and just sort of didn't happen.
Well, maybe it was because like, you know, Bray has dreads, and Kofi's kind of got dreads, and they're both blonde, and that's the super loose connection that we can all tie yarn around on a board to connect everything, so that Bray technically eliminated Randy through Kofi, even though Kofi didn't know that he was eliminating Randy for Bray because they have the same hair.
Thanks for trying to make that work. That was very convoluted. Made no sense, but you at least attempted an answer. I am proud that you attempted an answer. And then Randy Orton got eliminated, AJ was like, I'm not waiting my 5 minutes. Break me out of this pod. So Omos did, and that just eliminated 5 minutes from the match. And you had five guys just pound away on each other for a while, and until Drew retained the title. I mean, it was solid. They were physical. I don't know what else you could really say about the chamber other than that. It was technically well executed, Casey.
Yeah, they did a good job beating the crap out of each other, is what I got out of it.
No one, unlike the SmackDown chamber where Cesaro looked like more of a star, no one here, everyone's still in the same spot. No one elevated, no one had a breakout performance.
But no one got hurt either.
No one got hurt. Hopefully.
I mean, I don't mean like physically. I mean like nobody's position got hurt in this match. So, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, the only ones who probably did was Sheamus, because here's what happened after. Lashley attacked Drew, beat him down, allowing The Miz to cash in and win the title. We all thought Drew and Sheamus was the next match. Maybe not.
Yeah, but I mean, that doesn't hurt Sheamus yet. It'll probably hurt him tomorrow.
Yeah, probably.
But we'll have to wait and see.
For those surprised that Miz cashed in, he had 2 more months to do it.
He had to get it done ASAP.
Yeah. I mean, I thought of the scenario, I think it was Monday, where it's like, if he was smart, he had money in the bank, he could have called his shot and put himself in the main event of WrestleMania, in theory. Just like Van Damme put himself in the main event of One Night Stand. He could have done that instead of doing the surprise cash-in. But it worked out for him, though, this time.
Well, yeah, plus he's playing a heel, and he's damn good at playing the heel. I never liked face Miz.
No, he tried, but he's way better as a heel.
Way times.
WWE. Some people are just better as heels. Some people are just better as faces.
Miz and Mrs. Babyface Miz is great. WWE TV Miz, not so much. Two different. they're two different.
Yeah.
So yeah, Lashley drew at WrestleMania in some fashion.
That could just be like the Lashley beating up Drew thing might not go anywhere just because he did it so that Miz could get his title, and then who knows, maybe that'll cause problems for Miz down the road as opposed to Drew.
Well, MVP is the businessman, so you have to figure there's a title match coming for Lashley, right?
Yeah, but, and I mean, like, the best way to drive that story is, like, you know, Miz made this deal, but then he reneges on it, therefore Lashley comes after him. And then it keeps the Hurt Business all about the money, like they were when they were supposedly not good guys trying to fight retribution, whatever they did there.
But if you took the U.S. title off of Lashley tonight, you would think that would mean he's going for the next belt. Because otherwise it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but I mean, it's weird to put the belt on Miz unless they are going to give it to Lashley so that Lashley and Drew could have it. Unless Miz is just like champion until Fastlane.
I don't want Lashley taking the belt off Miz just so he winds up dropping it back to Drew in short order.
Yeah,
which like, is what you're setting up with that, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but that just sounds like that's what you're setting up. I want Drew, one of two scenarios. Either Drew demolishes Miz, gets his title back in time for Mania, which I'm not a big fan of because, again, that just feels like hot-shotting the title. Or before Drew gets his title back, put him in a program with Lashley. Have them beat the living crap out of each other, elevate Lashley just that much more, and figure out how to put Drew in to get his title back, and then have title matches between Drew and Bobby. It's long past time Lashley actually challenged for that. When was the last time Lashley challenged for the main title?
May or June of last year.
It was over a year ago.
A little less, but yeah.
Right?
A little less than a year.
Well, it was last year anyway.
Yeah.
Essentially, it was last year. Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah.
Okay, Tim, put your booking cap on. What's
Hang
your...
on a second. Hang on. Wait, I got to change from my hockey cap to my booker cap.
Oh,
here
no,
it is.
Hold on.
Canadian
hold
All on. Pro Wrestling. The okay. cap's going on.
All right. You're also going to put your hockey
cap. All right. I've got my Canadian All Pro Wrestling booker cap on.
Okay. You're also going to change back to your hockey cap in a moment because I have a question too.
Okay. But
we'll stick with this. What's your Fastlane main event for the WWE title?
Oh. Miz against somebody.
Really? That's
great. I say that because if you're going to set something up, you got to start tomorrow night, which means we don't have an answer. Who would the Miz face? You saw him having a little chat in the back room with MVP in the back, right before Elimination Chamber. MVP obviously either getting into his ear or
vice versa.
Miz getting into MVP's ear. I can't see any member of that faction going up against Miz for the title unless they have it booked that way. Listen, we'll send Bobby out there to totally kick Drew's ass, and then you can come out and cash in. But you give one of my guys a title shot at Fastlane as a result. That's the payoff.
Okay.
But not Bobby.
Not Bobby. So this goes back. Now I'm going to take this all the way back to the beginning of the show, and you asked a very important question. What is Peacock? Well, Peacock is the new network that WWE Network is going to be a part of, starting on March 18th. Fastlane's on the 21st. Wouldn't it be great if you had a big title change on your first Peacock show, where your babyface regains his title?
You mean kind of like what they did when SmackDown Live went to Fox?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it's been done. Move on.
But that was a heel winning
it. Station.
It's a different network.
Different network, different viewers. People who watch SmackDown don't watch Raw. We know that.
Hey, Peacock has 33 million subscribers, but the internet wrestling community is going to make it seem like, oh, they only have 11 million active viewers. Like, that's a bad thing.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I just want to give a really, really quick shout out to a brand new listener. Apparently, this is her first time tuning in tonight. Her name's Britt. Hello, Britt. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it.
Hi, Britt.
Casey, what's your Fastlane main event? I mean, you're only the wrestler, not the booker like Tim, so we're just going to get both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think from a booking perspective. Let's go... Roman Reigns versus...
No. Wrong one, JBL. Because JBL said Randy was winning the SmackDown Chamber tonight.
Yeah, he screwed up and then corrected himself, eh?
Or are we not doing both titles?
No, we're just...
Or are you just saying what's...
Yeah, what's your WWE
championship? It's got to be WWE championship.
Okay. Where we're started, yeah. Where we're on.
I don't know, man. All of it is very, very convoluted now. Very complicated.
So Fastlane's convoluted. What's your main event for WrestleMania for the WWE Championship? Miz versus who? Or is Miz not in there?
I mean, if they gave that title to Miz just to throw it away in, 3 weeks? That sucks. So I think Miz should, at the very least, have it for WrestleMania. And I would say have it against Drew, and I only say that because the theory is having a crowd at WrestleMania, so that would give Drew his real pop.
His live crowd reaction.
Yeah, and I mean Miz would be a good, I mean he's the heel's heel, so it would help Drew get that face pop even more.
The man just brought up where I was going next. Do you do a three-way?
You're phrasing.
Do you do a three-way at WrestleMania in front of live in front of the people, Tim?
I'm sorry.
I watch too much Archer.
I don't see how that makes them. It doesn't make the match better. It doesn't add anything to the match to have Lashley in it. Like this is a good time. Like they could have Lashley and Drew kind of this gives Drew something to do for the next 3 or 4 weeks while Miz keeps ducking him, and then eventually it's like Drew goes through Lashley to get to Miz. But I don't think they need all three of them.
Okay.
For a main event. But I mean, I'm not a big fan of three-way matches for titles in general at WrestleMania.
No, you like three-way matches as opening matches on shows that you're in when you're involved in them, so you only have to work one-third as hard.
No, I prefer tag team matches, so I only have to work 25% as hard.
Ooh, there you go.
All right, so that was the show. Before we get into the picks and everything, Tim, put your hockey cap back on.
Wait a second. I got to get my hockey cap on. Okay, there goes the Canadian All-Pro Wrestling cap. Yeah, Casey, I still have my cap.
I never even got a cap.
Well, you know, you could have. It was only 20. They were only selling for $20.
Yeah, but I mean,
Tim, you should have
to sell merch in order to purchase merch.
Okay. So Tim, Tim, you could have just given him one, two.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, Tim, I wasn't high enough on the card that I should be getting freebies. So,
but he could have it anyway.
Actually, no, I could not have because the guy that screwed me over for $25,000, he was actually fronted for the merch.
Okay. So your hockey cap.
I had to pay the cost on my cap.
So, here's your hockey cap on now.
Yeah, go for it.
Who thought it was a good idea to play hockey in the middle of the day outdoors in the sun?
That would be the end. Yeah, no, that looks pretty stupid. Especially if you're in Nevada. Sure, it's Lake Tahoe and there are mountains in the back. And my God, it was gorgeous. You saw the pictures, right?
Yeah.
Casey, you saw the photo?
Yep.
Was that not gorgeous?
Oh, yeah. Great backdrop for a hockey game that people aren't allowed to go watch.
Wrong time of the year is what it is. And the problem is...
Most of the outdoor hockey games that they have in the NHL that they've been doing that aren't in Canada are during a bad time of the year.
I don't know. They're outdoor classics that they hold around Christmas time and stuff. Like the best one that I ever saw was I forget who they were playing, but it was Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Oh, and there've been some great ones, but
yeah, but I mean, this setup I'm talking about, no snow during play, and it would snow during the intermission and then stop when play resumed. It was just unbelievably, you couldn't book something better.
Yeah.
Right.
It is what it is, man.
it was just absolutely ridiculous to do an outdoor game this year, just because of what's going on with the COVID and the restrictions, and nobody's going to be there to begin with. And all of these outdoor games are just to make money. And you guys have indoctrinated yourselves so deeply into giving hockey fans an outdoor game every goddamn season that you couldn't understand it didn't need to be held this year. And there was no reason for it. When you have to delay the start of the second period by 9 goddamn hours.
That was so dumb.
So, and what it was, the majority of the ice was fine. It was the paint. It was the painted part of the ice. The darker colors absorbing the sunlight. That's where the ice was melting.
It's like they haven't done this before. Anyway, so that was a little hockey talk, but chamber pick results, Tim.
Oh, let me scroll on over to the email account, and sure enough, it looks like the intern did his job and emailed me. All right. Well, coming in last place with no picks and no wins, Omega, 14th, because he forgot to send them in. The Wheel of Fun didn't do any better. 4 chances, got none right, 13th place. I tied with Sheila in 11th spot. We both got 2 matches correct, 3 wrong. Again, I got beat by the damned 8 ball coming in by itself in 10th spot, 3 right, 1 wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Tied for first place, or third place, sorry, tied for third. Amy, the intern, Casey, Lindsay, Michael, Rob, Subway, you all got 3 and 2. Jobber and Rock cheated yet again.
So,
anytime you do good, it's because you cheat.
But last week, I went 4-1 as well for the takeover show. But we all lost to the 8-ball. Went 5-0 last week.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
8-ball was a big NXT fan, hey?
Yeah. Went 5-0. That's ridiculous. It went 5-0.
I don't know. Maybe we should resurrect the random thing picker.
Eh. I think we're good with what we have.
What, the Wheel of Fun and the 8-ball? Oh, yeah. You don't want to do the random thing picker because that one's mine.
Yeah.
Screw you. USOB.
Let's wrap this up, Tim.
Anyway, that's it. That's another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in yet once again. Thanks to all the new listeners. Hope we entertained you enough that you'll come back for more, because, oh, hell, we love it when you listen to us. It makes us feel special. That being said, tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, it's the post show.
Yeah, Raw post show is live 11 p.m. Eastern.
And, of course, on Thursday nights, it's another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with the multi-time, multi-award-winning Lindsay Ward. Hi, Lindsay, if you're still listening.
We're going to review the Elimination Chamber. We're going to talk NXT and all the news you can handle at the Rack live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, Rock, tell me about Fortnite with friends with the Rock and Sock creator code.
You can use Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. And right now, they have Street Fighter characters in the game.
Holy.
Yep.
Really? Street Fighter?
Street Fighter.
I used to play that game.
So yeah, there's that. We play Fortnite after the Rack most Thursdays when we don't go long, and every Saturday right before CB Radio.
Yeah, of course, on Saturday night's midnight-ish Eastern, or as close as I get to it, it's another edition of the Wild, Wacky, Unusual, the immune to cancel culture for some really weird reason, CB Radio.
Yeah, join us for CB Radio. We have the Greater Than Great Debate, which is greaterthangreatdebate.com. We have the Interns Corner and so much more at CB Radio Live, Saturday nights, midnight-ish, right here at twitch.tv/WTLive.
And there you go. Next Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio returns yet once again at our regularly scheduled time, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern. And we're all tasked with something, Casey.
Yes, we are. We have to find 10 things that we could suggest to make Raw a better show that doesn't involve making it shorter.
Because that's out of your hands. You can't do that.
That's a network thing, part of the agreement in the contract with USA, so you can't touch it. But come up with 10 things to make Raw better. Or fix it. 10 things to fix Raw, because it's broken.
It's broken.
I mean, I fairly enjoyed last week's Raw, but, you know.
But you're a wrestler.
Well, I mean, I also am pretty sure that I only enjoyed it because they did a really good job setting up chamber stuff, and tomorrow they'll go back to normal and I'll find more things that I could use to fix it.
Okay, sure. Then we'll go with that one. But, oh, that was something that I wanted to bring up and I forgot to. There's a problem when you have a pay-per-view, special event, whatever the hell you want to call it, that is shorter than your Monday night show.
Yeah.
To me, that's an issue.
I mean, if they included every single title in the pay-per-views all the time, that wouldn't be a problem. But
they also shortened the pay-per-views when they lost the crowd, so there's no reason to go 4 hours.
Yeah.
When the crowds come back...
You should go at least as long as Raw. You should go at least 3 hours.
Well, when the crowds
Raw should figure out something better to do while there are no crowds.
Oh, I know what. Get a whole bunch of wrestlers that just go underground someplace and fight in a ring for no reason with no crowds or nothing.
Twitter.com/WildTalkRadio, Twitter.com/WTR Sunday nights, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network, Facebook.com/Group/WildTalkRadio Network, and Facebook.com/WTR Sunday night.
Yeah, speaking about Twitter, follow me at Flames Forums. You get wrestling, hockey, and stuff. You want to get serious, it's back. It's been unblocked at Voicing Sanity. I defend what needs to be defended. I call out what needs to be called out. And I hold nothing back. It's very political, and yeah, but you follow me there at Voice of Sanity for that one. Casey, you're on Twitter.
Yeah, I am on Twitter. I only have one Twitter. You can find me at Kyle Driver. I tweet about basically nothing at all. But yeah, sometimes every once in a while there's a glimmer of good tweeting in there. Most of it just fills your feed with nonsense.
And Subway sandwiches.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm hungry.
So say goodnight, Tim.
You have yourself a really good night. Everybody, enjoy your week. We'll catch you next Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain, for another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio.
WildTalkRadio.com.